This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today, we're talking about feeling powerless. We're talking about feeling powerless from powerless to powerful. What to do when we feel powerless? We need to change to make life progress, and we need to do those things to, well, be successful in our life, to create success and to be able to fulfill those things in life that we want to do. It's very interesting when we are feeling powerless to certain things, that powerlessness overcomes us, and it makes us feel, well, it makes us feel unworthy, it makes us feel overwhelmed, it makes us feel scared, it makes us feel stressed out, and it makes us worry about the future and our ability to overcome those stressors. I think it's interesting, and so we're going to be talking about that day. We're going to be talking about what you can do and how you can impart that change so that you can be more successful in your day-to-day life. Joining us later by phone, Arnold Smith. Arnold Smith is the creator of the Connection app, and he will be joining us later on the phone to give his perspective on how to become more powerful, because I think many of us are powerful in certain ways and in certain areas, but there's something that just keeps gnawing on us that we're not able to successfully take care of. Also, check out Art for Your Cause. Go to artforyourcause.com, artforyourcause.com. It's a really amazing website with an organization behind it that believes in helping others, that believes in certain inalienable rights for humans, that believes in helping the environment. And so the organization is created where artists come together, they create amazing artwork, it goes online on Art for Your Cause, and these artists also can use their specific designs to actually design clothing and jewelry and all kinds of different things, and then this can actually go to help a charity of your choice. So charities connect with the artists, artists with the charities, money goes to the charities for proceeds to help the organization, as well as artists' works are bought, and it's a really neat hub for that connection. The CEO of that company is Liz London, and she and I are actually working on an amazing show called The Artist Perspective, and The Artist Perspective is a new TV show that we're working on that's coming out here, and it's about artists and what they do, and it's really neat stuff. But we'll get there in the next few weeks and talk more about that as we begin producing that show. Joining me in studio today, Reggie Harvey. Reggie is the creator and writer of the book Anatomy of a Patient. And if you've read the book and if you've seen the book online, you can find the book online, and you can also find the Facebook page for Anatomy of a Patient as well as Reggie Harvey's page. And the interesting thing about Anatomy of a Patient is it really walks an individual through whether they're dealing with health issues, whether they're waiting on a transplant, whether they are a family member of somebody that's having some health issues that they're having to overcome. And it's basically his memoirs of going through the process of finding out that he needs to have a transplant and understanding that entire process and getting to a point where he could actually write this book and be able to help other people who are going through this life-changing thing, because this is a game changer. You know, most of the time people, we have changes in our life, but they're not something that makes you question everything at the core and then make major changes, right, to basically deal with the situation, but to also to live life to its fullest. So I don't see anybody that's better besides us here in the studio and all you listening to discuss the concept of from powerless to powerful. And so on today, we're going to be talking about powerless to powerful, what you can do to feel less powerless and what you can do to change to make that a powerful situation. All of us have something in our life that we're just not successful in. We don't feel good about. We feel overwhelmed about. We feel like it doesn't seem to work for us. And some of us say, well, my career has never really worked out, or my relationships with my kids has been really challenging, or my relationship with my family has been really challenging, or my health has always been something that has been overwhelming, and I'm having to get up on that, and I'm trying to figure out how to become more powerful and more stable in my day-to-day feelings to be successful in that, because when we don't feel successful, we get overwhelmed, we try to avoid it, right? And things just don't seem to work out. You know, Reggie, I think that this is a perfect discussion for us having today because, you know, we're in the process of the new year. You know, I know that a lot of people want to make some changes this year. We want to get up on things that didn't work, and we want to really establish a successful track record in the beginning. And I think we both agree on this. And how do you think about, you know, the concept of being, you know, getting that powerful situation? How do we get there? How do we go from being powerless to honestly powerful?
One of the ways is that we have to get out of our own way to get what we want. And what I mean by that, it's like two sides of the same coin. We waste a lot of time and energy reacting to things rather than aggressively accept. Now, that's an important term. Aggressively accept the truth about what is happening. The truth about your health, the truth about your relationship, the truth about your ability to perform some task or whatever. Whether you failed, whether you succeeded, whether you're struggling, aggressively accept the truth about that situation rather than being shamed by it or worrying about what other people think about it or trying to misdirect people's attention away from you so that they might not notice what you are struggling with. And the funny thing is, you're the only one who knows about it. So you go through all of this, these shenanigans, trying to hold on to some idealistic image that nobody else can see but you. And it causes you to do strange and stupid and weird things, which in turn self-sabotages the very thing you're trying to accomplish. And we can waste a lot of time on that. That was one of the reasons that I wrote Anatomy of a Patient. It wasn't my original intention, but I figured out that in order to deal with the situation, we talked a few weeks ago about defining where the box is before you decide to try to think outside of it. Well, writing that book helped me to discover my box. It helped me to rediscover my relationships with key people in my family. And there were traumatic events that had occurred, assaults that had happened to my family members when I was 7 years old. And then one happened to me when I was 45. And I suppressed both of them. And they both came to bear at the same time in 2015 when I was 60. And until I dealt with that, I couldn't wrap my hands around why I had this medical condition and what I was going to do about it. As soon as I figured that out, it was the difference between kryptonite on one side of the coin and the yellow sun on the other, to give a poor Superman reference. But the very thing that was holding me back freed me once I aggressively accepted, okay, this happened. It's not about whose fault it is. It's not about any of that. It's not about being embarrassed. It's just that I got to deal with it. And I can't waste any energy on all of the peripheral stuff. Changed my life. And I hope it changes others to let you know you can just stop. We talked about that months ago. Sometimes the best solution to things is just stop the behavior you're exhibiting. So just stop all this craziness and let go of those concepts we have about how other people think about us. You don't know unless you ask them. And most of the time, they didn't even notice you were in trauma. So,
That's so true. And I love what you're saying about that, too, because, you know, it's really an interesting dynamic we're dealing with. You know, Reggie is dealing with his health issues, and he's also being able to not come from the same perspective in the beginning. I think you were extremely, in the very beginning, extremely overwhelmed. Because, come on, it's a new thing. You didn't know. You weren't equipped for that. Nobody's equipped for certain things that just come out of left field. But also, I think that a lot of times our first inclination is, I don't know enough information, therefore I'm scared. I'm going to avoid this. Or other people know more information than me, or I don't know how to really deal with this situation. And I feel like you've overcome that to such an extreme, but you had to throw out some of the old thoughts that you had. You had to let go of some of those old preconceived notions that you have, and that's what we're going to be talking about today, because you can't master something if somewhere in the recesses of your mind you're telling yourself that you don't have the ability. People deal with this. This issue is too big. I can't wrap my brain around it.
And the reward for me was the fact that by conventional wisdom, I should have died 2-3 years ago. That's just it. I should not have survived. And if I survived, I should be almost a vegetable and no energy and pallid and nauseous and all sorts of hideous things should be happening to me that aren't. Because once I got my act together and decided, okay, here's all the trash I can leave outside in the alley for the people to pick up. I'm not going to revisit that anymore. I'm going to concentrate on becoming an expert in this thing that I'd rather not deal with, rather than try to deny that I have it. And that is the reason I am alive today. Because not only did I have to convince myself, I had to convince the people who were trying to help me that I was really in it to win it, to be crass. That was it.
Well, it was interesting. I remember back when this all began, you know, one of the things that you told me is that you said, you know, some of the folks that are on these transplant lists are supposed to take these medications and they don't take it. And they get the medications they're supposed to take and they don't take it, right? And you said, why would anybody want to do that? Why would anybody want to do that? And it's interesting. I think that's an avoidance thing. I don't think that they're really thinking, oh, yeah, well, I'm just not going to take my medicine and then I'm going to die. You know what I mean? Because that is probably pretty much the fallout, right? But at the same time, I think it's that avoidance of, oh, God, this is so overwhelming. And, oh, my gosh, I don't even know if this is going to happen. And a lot of our stuff here, it might not, in your head, to some of the listeners, be as extreme as your health. But when we literally tell ourselves we can't do something, it's impossible to do it. And it's like I've realized that some things look impossible, and that's why they look impossible for a reason. Because if it was going to be really easy, it wouldn't be any sort of. There would be no mountain to jump. There would be nothing. It would just be like, got another thing to deal with that obviously seems pretty easy to deal with. But I think it has to pose that position in the beginning, and then for you to be successful, you have to be willing to jump up and say, okay. I might not like this. It might not be my favorite thing, but you know what? It's not ice cream. It's not rainbows, but this is something I have to tackle.
Exactly. And Arnold mentioned something last week about the act of, I don't know, was it gratitude? Asking people for help actually is a gift to the person you're asking to become a participant in your survival or your triumph or whatever it is. And I had to struggle with that in the beginning of my informed illness. But years ago, isolated from my health, I had some business challenges. And I kind of got myself out of it on my own. And then I went back to Houston and had dinner with an attorney friend of mine and was so proud to tell him that I had overcome my trauma and issues and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I explained my recent life history to him over dinner, and we got to dessert, and he looked across the table at me and he said, I thought we were friends. And I'm like, excuse me? He said, I'm short, I'm bald, I'm not particularly good looking, and I'm an attorney. There's no reason for anybody to like me, but I am damn good at what I do. And he said, I could have helped you avoid a lot of the issues that you've just described to me, but you didn't ask me.
That's interesting. That's interesting. We'll talk more about that when we return. It's powerful stuff today, guys. It's time to get powerful. That's what we're doing here. That's what Live Your True Life Perspectives is all about, is getting powerful, jumping that hump, no matter what people tell you, no matter what you think you believe in, okay? Because you can do anything. It just depends on what you believe you can. So stay tuned. When we return, Reggie and I are in studio. Arnold's going to be joining us later on in the hour by phone. Don't forget to check out artforyourcause.com. Also, check out the Connection app. You can just go to AshleyBurgess.com, and on that front page, you'll see a banner in the middle of the page, and it's called the Connection app. Click on it. You can download it for free and check it out, bringing you closer together with your spouse, your loved ones. We'll be talking more about how to power up and how to not feel powerless anymore. Ashley, Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. We'll be back this time in 2 shades. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley and start your journey today.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for Couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for Couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in app.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Woohoo! We're talking about from powerless to powerful. What do you do? You know, we have these situations in our life, whether it's our health or our work or whatever it is, family dynamic or, you know, finding that person to love or whatever it is, that one thing that just seems really, really challenging, and it seems like we cannot seem to get it right. And so how do we do that? How do we go from powerless to powerful? You know, what do we do to feel that way and to begin to change that? And right before the break, Reggie and I have been talking here in studio, joining us later by phone, Arnold Smith. We'll be here later, the creator of the Connection app here in just a few minutes. But Reggie and I have been talking about that, and it's interesting. Like, he's been dealing with this health issue, and I think some of you can understand that, and you can feel that, and you've been there, and you understand that, and that might be something that you're having to overcome. You know, maybe it's something about work, or maybe it's something about family. And what I figured is that the first thing is we have to be aware of that inner dialogue that we have in our mind that says that we can't do something, right? It's like, that's so weird, or that's so foreign, or that's something I can't even begin to fathom. Or we sit there and say, wow, it's way bigger than me. That thing, that whole thing is so big to me, it seems like I have to jump a mountain. I'm just not prepared to do that, or I'm just going to avoid it. And I know for many of us, avoidance is one of the biggest ways of, you know, you avoid. You don't actually say, oh, I can't do this, but in your mind you play, well, I'm just going to avoid it. It'll go away. I don't really want to know. I don't really need to know. And so that avoidance to me is, if you're avoiding something in your life right now, this is the telltale sign of how and where you need to be powerful in. What are you avoiding? And the first thing you can begin to do is be aware of that inner dialogue. If you don't get aware of your inner dialogue, we can sit here and talk till we're blue in the face or yellow in the face or green in the face all day, but, you know, you have to jump that hump. And there has to be some sort of reality that you have to believe in yourself. I mean, Reggie could say, wow, this is way bigger than me, and I'm just going to step back and I'm just going to avoid it. Like, and we're not judging other people that are in the same situation as him, but like what we were talking about before the break, when people don't take their medication and they're on this list for the transplant, I don't think it's because they want to die. I think it's because what? I'm going to avoid the situation. Maybe it'll just fix itself.
That's exactly right. One of my health advocates told me that the trouble he has with his patients and their medication, their pills, the avoidance issue is key, because they see the pill as a reminder that there's an illness that they're trying to be in denial about. And so they want to avoid the pill, interaction with the pill. And he says, you have to think about this. The pill gives you one more day alive. So it should be something you should embrace rather than avoid. So a lot of our behavior is counterintuitive. We run away from things when we should be running to them. Because the longer we avoid them, the uglier and messier they get. And eventually it's going to blow up somewhere in our life, and then it's really going to be an issue. As opposed to just saying to someone, you know, I'm exhausted, I can't deal with this, please help me. And listen to the suggestions they might make, and you don't have to take all of them. Just try one. Anything to move you away from this avoidance issue that you so smartly brought up.
And I think that's key. And so all y'all out there, because I know sometimes it can mask itself, right? Our minds are so powerful, right? We can create all these, like, super sub-realities to the reason why. I mean, think about it. We can even derail our life by meeting somebody that literally is toxic for us, and we can actually tell our own mind that we're their savior, and we're going to save them, and so we're going to stay in their life, and we're going to let them pull us down, okay? And we're going to keep telling ourselves that we can save them. That's a game. That's a way of literally screwing our own life up, okay? But we don't see that. We think that we're the knight in shining armor. You know, this is what we're doing, and this is what we are made to do. Okay, again, I want you to think about that. That is the mind telling you something, getting you to believe something that's just a fallacy. And so the idea of being powerless, that's a fallacy too, okay? And we're going to blow holes all through the concept of powerlessness. Join us here by phone in just a few minutes. Arnold Smith, the creator of the Connection app. Check out Art for Your Cause, too. Go to artforyourcause.com and check out how cool the art is and how great the organizations are that benefit. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen, so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The Connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other Connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing...
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Four Los Angeles teachers are suing Delta Airlines less than a week after a China-bound plane dumped fuel over playgrounds and schools, citing emotional anguish and distress, and accusing the pilot of failing to follow protocol. The teachers' lawsuit, filed in L.A. Superior Court, alleged the Delta pilot was specifically asked by air control if he needed to dump fuel, and the pilot replied negative. The pilot ended up dropping fuel at around 2,000 feet, hitting several schools in its path. One of the children in the suit said the fifth grade students initially thought the jet fuel was rain. The children looked up only to have noxious liquid overwhelm their eyes, mouths, noses, lungs, and skin. More than 60 people were treated from several schools in the area. The Federal Aviation Administration said earlier in the week it's looking into reports that school children had been treated for the exposure. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Woohoo! We're here in the house live on USA Radio Networks, and so we're having some fun today. We're talking about going from powerless to powerful, how to overcome that. Because I think, and Reggie thinks he's in the studio, and Arnold's about to join us by phone, we think a lot of it is that, you know, when we avoid something, you know, I want you to think about that. That avoidance, to me, is the key. It's like, ding, 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 something wrong here, something needs to be worked on. Because that's what I've done, is that I use the avoidance. It's too hard, it's too much, I got to do this. Or I look at something else over there, and I let that take up my time. and I don't focus on the thing that I really need to. And what happens when we do that? It gets worse and worse. It gets bigger than life. It gets even more scary, and we feel even like less successful. We feel even more powerless. We got to stop that. Joining us by phone now, Arnold Smith. Arnold is the creator of the Connection app, and you can check out the Connection app. Just go to my website if you want to, AshleyBurgess.com, and you can see the Connection app. Arnold, how are you doing? We're talking from going from powerless to powerful.
Hey, Ashley, I'm doing great, and I think this is a fantastic topic. You know, that idea of avoidance, you know, I come on here and I give people a lot of advice, and, you know, sometimes that can sound whatever it is, but I just want people to know, hey, I avoid things too. You know, like, it is such a human thing to do, and it's completely natural. Something happens and it, like, sucks. And you're like, wow, I don't want to have to deal with that. And so you just focus on the rest of your life, and you have this little specter kind of living over your shoulder, and it's awful, but it's a universal thing that people do. And I think sometimes, you know, we can really beat ourselves up for, you know, acting that way. It's like, why did I do that? Why did I avoid that? When really it's just something that everybody does. It's completely natural to avoid something painful.
It really is, and I think a lot of us are doing it, you know, on a constant basis with one thing or another. It's not like we're all doing it. It's not like we're doing it in every area of our life, but it's that one thing. And I think, like with Reggie, we were talking about how, you know, in the beginning it was his health. I know for a lot of my clients, you know, it's the fact that they can't find someone to live with or to love, or they can't seem to find that relationship. And I know, Arnold, you understand this very well, and I think it goes back to our core beliefs about who we are and how, really, honestly, how strong we are.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, I think that this issue or this description of strength is an interesting one. Are some people stronger than others, or have they just kind of developed an approach that's more effective? You know, and I think that sometimes we can get into this comparison habit where we think, well, they can do it because they're different. But each of us really has the power to just to look. And I don't know, I mean, if you've ever had the experience where, like, you've been avoiding something for so long, you don't want to deal with it, and you finally, you go, oh, okay, and you get the courage, and you go, and whatever it is, and you deal with it, and you're like, oh my God, that was easy. Why didn't I do that earlier? Have you ever had that experience?
Oh yeah. I mean, I even have, you know, I had a client the other day, it was interesting, is trying to actually get their life back online and do what they need to do and try to work on things. And it's interesting because they have put off things that are not that big, but they put these things off and it's overwhelming to them. Like just getting a license, like just getting back into society because some things happen and, you know, you go through a process of things that might not have been the best, but just putting off things and how big these issues become. And I've done it where I haven't taken care of something. Like, I need to take care of this part of my work, or I need to take care of something like a health issue, or I need to go get that test run, and I'm avoiding it, and I'm coming up with everything else. And I know many of you, some of you say, hey, you can't work from home because if you had a big project to do at work, you would find all kinds of stuff to do at home. And that's what we do, is we try to avoid, because we figure if we put our head in the sand that it'll eventually just get easier. And all of us have done it, every single one. And some of us are doing it right now, and some of us are doing it in big issues or small issues, but I think that the more we avoid that, the bigger the issue really is. What do you think, Arnold?
You know, it's so true, and I think that oftentimes, you know, for me, it's really where I just keep imagining the worst case scenario about whatever it is. So there's, you know, whether it be a financial issue or a health issue, like, well, if I really deal with that, like, what if they tell me? And so then your mind kind of goes to this place, like, where you make it so big that it's like something, then it becomes overwhelmed. But if you really look and say, okay, what's really the worst case scenario? And I thought what Reggie said earlier was so great. Like, he had this diagnosis, and, you know, like, he wrestled with it. But it was when he went, okay, well, this is what is. It's that it unlocked the ability to really, you know, take off in his life. And I think that's one of the things that what I love about having Reggie on the show is he's such a powerful example of someone really taking control of their life in circumstances that are really extreme. And I think he's such an inspiration in that way.
And I agree. And I feel like there's so many things that we need to look at, and everybody, you know, like, and everybody that's listening, what are some things that you want to do? What are some things that have been getting in the way the whole time? I mean, some of us have had these issues our whole life, you know, and I understand from a health perspective too, you know, growing up with a health condition that nobody understood and going through that process, I avoided a lot of this stuff because I didn't want to deal with it. And then I started getting PTSD around it. Okay, and some of you are dealing with that with relationships. You're like, man, the last relationship I was in was horrible. It was horrible. I was mentally and emotionally beaten down all the time. You know, now when I go out, I feel like someone's about to mess with me again. I'm on the edge. You know, I met somebody, I like them, but you know what? I feel like the other shoe's gonna fall. I don't even know why I bother with this relationship. I just need to just live on my own. I don't need this, and it happens all the time. You know, and it's that thing where you go, I can't deal with this, because you start having all that pain from the past and you remember it, and that pain becomes the present moment, and that pain stands in the way of success.
It's so true. We imagine, and it's logical. I mean, it makes perfect sense. Well, this is the way it was in the past, so it's probably going to be that way in the future. And if we're sitting there and we're imagining a future that we don't like, well, of course you're going to want to avoid it. But then there's also the possibility, and that's the hard part, is to kind of get over our logical brain. Because we say, well, this is the way it's been. In fact, this is the way it's been for 20, 50, 30, whatever, how many years? 5 years? So, of course, the future is going to be that way. But the future isn't written. It happens all the time where someone says, it was that way, but I'm going to make a change right now, and I'm going to stop eating sugar, or I'm going to start being more kind, or I'm going to stop, you know, whatever it is. And then their future is different from that moment. It's like, this moment, I get to choose how I want to be in this moment, and in that moment, your future is transformed. Now, if you go back, that's fine, but this is something, it's a mind game. But it is the mind game. It is the only mind game that matters, because it's about you taking power of this moment and creating a new future, and then having faith that these tiny actions that you're taking right now will give you the future that you want.
Very powerful. Reggie, what were you thinking about that?
Well, what Arnold reminded me of is when I started first to get information about the contours of my diagnosis. And it freaked me out. People were telling me all of the different things. Doctors were telling me all of the different things that would likely happen. And I'm thinking, this is not a pretty picture. I don't think I can do that. And so right away, what I didn't know I was doing, subconsciously I was evaluating all of those predictions and saying, I'm sorry, not doing that, not going there, that's not going to happen. And I was making my mind up that somehow, and I didn't know how, I was going to do something different at every step. And that was very important, Arnold. At every moment of this experience, I was going to make little choices to avoid what everybody was predicting was going to happen. And guess what? 4 years later, I'm still breathing. I'm still here. I don't have all those ailments that people are supposed to have. Even my arthritis went away. My gout issues went away. I got to the root cause of that, and I didn't even treat it. I guess I did, but in correcting other things, that recurring ailment disappeared. And so you can't control the future, but you can darn sure affect it just by the
just by the
commitment you make to yourself, little ones.
But I just read you what you just said. They're so powerful. Like, so you focused on taking your power back and making choices, and you healed yourself. Did you just say that on the radio, on national radio?
I guess maybe I did.
Like, so, that's so impressive. You really looked at, and it's true, because when we are, and it has to do with the stress chemicals and all that thing, which really make us sick. And when we can make those choices that bring joy into our heart and bring that peace and that love, then our body goes, oh, I'm okay. And it starts sending those chemicals out. So it's not a woo-woo out there hypothesis. This is something that happens all the time, but people really need to understand and take control of their bodies and know that it's powerful, that this can happen. Reggie, that is so cool, man.
Now, it wasn't fun. I don't recommend it.
Yeah.
I don't recommend renal failure as a way to cure rheumatoid arthritis and gout. I really don't. but it happened. So you can enjoy unexpected miracles, little tiny ones, that shift everything. And each little triumph helps you overcome something else. And that's why I think I didn't know the messages I really wanted to convey in the book, but my editor helped me with that. Eventually it was like, okay, none of this is normal. None of this you can predict how you're going to react to it, but you got to jump in with both feet and just go for it. And that's why I love the phrase aggressively accept.
I like that. And what about this, guys? I think this is interesting for all y'all listening. What about this? Okay, what if a lot of the stuff that we were given, there was a reason for it? And if we just looked at the proper reason for it, we could understand. Now, we might not know the reason, but instead of looking at it as, woe is me, oh, for the love of God, what next? Oh, here we go. This whole life has just been hell in a handbasket. Or do you sit there and say, okay, wait a second. It's going to present himself somehow. I don't exactly know, but something might not be that horrible right here.
To that point, last couple of weeks, there's a marvelous interview with Lady Gaga and Oprah about mental health. And Lady Gaga actually told Oprah, and she's made this public about her issues, and they're being treated, and she's fine. But she said, you know, I lay on the ground on my bad days, because she suffers from a neurological pain because she avoided a serious trauma incident when she was a child that she finally has dealt with, but it has manifested in this recurring daily pain.
Mm.
And she's not taking any painkillers for it. It's other medications that she's taking to affect how her brain chemistry works. But she said, I lay on the floor and I thank God, whatever you want to call God, the universe, whatever, thank you for this trauma. Thank you for the lesson I'm supposed to learn from this. And I just watched her talk about that, and it's amazing that you brought that up.
That's interesting. That's powerful. Arnold, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I think ultimately there's this idea that suffering only occurs when you're resisting what is so. And, you know, and oftentimes that occurs, like, what does that look like? Because people say these things, but ultimately you want to try and, like, how can I help you right now to deal with that? Like, what does that look like to actually not resist what is? And, you know, something happens, and then it just kind of gets locked into this thought pattern in your brain and just can't let it go. That's you resisting what is, because you're like, you're trying to get your mind to figure out what is this problem, and you're like really, and you don't want to deal with it. If you just let that flow through you, let those thoughts flow through you, that you're no longer resisting, and it really has an opportunity for you to accept what's there. And just say, you know, this is what is, it's going to work out. And you have that opportunity to change your perspective. And I think that Reggie mentioned that earlier as well. You know, it's one of the things that we have that is, we always have it. This happened, how do we want to look at it? And you just said that. Do we want to look at this is the worst thing that's possible? Or do we want to look, try and find what is the positive spin? And I think what you said, I'm not sure who said it, but we don't always know how it's going to be positive. And if you're curious, like, I wonder how this is going to work out for me. Because sometimes it has amazing, if you take that perspective, then, you know, down the road, maybe be a week, a month, or a year, you might say, thank goodness that happened. Because if that didn't happen, I never would have done this, and I never would have done that. But in the moment, we can't know. We can't know if this is good or bad, what's happening. You just can't know.
So true. So true. When we return, we're going to be talking more about how you can make this switch. Arnold, Reggie, and myself will give a couple of nuggets of advice to take with you throughout today, the rest of the weekend, the week, and really maybe jotting down a note or maybe voicing in something in your phone about maybe this discussion today on the show and help you propel yourself forward. Because it's all about you, you know? We don't need to listen to naysayers. We don't need to listen to people telling us we can't do something. And we sure don't need to listen to ourselves telling us that we can't do something, because that's just, well, that's just antithetical to our values, right? We don't want to do something that's antithetical. We want to do something that actually supports our values and supports us as an individual. That's what we're talking about here, and that's what this show is all about. We're supportive. It's a community. There's no judgment. It's a judgment-free zone. So when we return, we give some nuggets of advice of how you can make that a reality, how you can see it, and how you can make the changes you want to do right now. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time to shake.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about going from powerless to powerful and how to make that change and how to really jump that hump and do what you need to do to be successful in the area of life that you have had trouble with. Arnold, you take it away with your golden nuggets for today to help folks jump that hump and make this success a reality.
Yeah, thanks, Ashley. I think one of the things is oftentimes, when we want to make changes, they're based on behaviors that we've done for a long time, and they're really well-rooted, you know, whether it be the way we eat, the way we approach work, the, you know, the way we approach our relationships. And so those big changes, oftentimes we get really impatient. There's one thing that everybody does when they're making these changes that makes it last way longer. I mean, these changes, in reality, will probably take you months or even years to get over. And I don't want to blow smoke. There's no magic formula. There's no, you know, ultimately it takes time. But if most of the time what happens is we fail, and then we fail again, and then we fail again, and we go, I can't do it. And then we stop. And then 6 months later we go, okay, I'm going to try again. I'm going to try and get my health back on track. I'm going to try and get my relationship back on track. And it's that constant quitting that makes it take way longer than it has to do. So if you have your primary goal and you focus on that one thing, it has a way of actually changing every aspect of your life. So have one focus at a time, and you'll change your life way faster.
Powerful stuff, Arnold. And where can folks find more information about the Connection app and you?
Yeah, go to theconnectionapp.com. You can, you know, look me up online. My first name is R-N-O-L-D, so there's no A in my name, so I come up everywhere. You can see my TED Talk or my Get Inspired Talk. And, yeah, I love working with people. So come and connect with me on LinkedIn or Facebook, whatever you want. I'd love to hear from you.
That's awesome. And I look forward to seeing you next week. Definitely. And if you can, we're on Facebook Live. And if Arnold, if you don't mind putting in your link, maybe to LinkedIn on there, too, that would be cool. And if y'all are watching, obviously, on social media or listening on USA Radio Network, same thing. You're getting the same information. Reggie, golden nugget for our listeners today.
You have to deal with whatever issue has popped up without shame, without judgment, without fear. I know this sounds challenging, but like I said before, aggressively accept what has happened to you. You're not necessarily responsible for it, but you need to analyze what has led you to this so you can figure out how to get out of it. And the reason for studying what led to it is so that you can let go of that, avoid that. It's like a pothole. Don't step in it again. You know it's there. You didn't dig it. You didn't fill it with mud. You didn't cover it with grass. But you fell in it. One time's good enough. And let that stuff go and move on.
That's powerful. And it's so true. Reggie, where can our listeners find more information on Anatomy of a Patient?
It's available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon. Or you can go to ReggieHarvey.net. And there's a link on that page that will take you to the book purchase site of Amazon for it.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's it.
Perfect. Check it out. It's a great read, and I think he's going to be writing a second book to that, and I can't wait to get my hands on that as well. Maybe I could write some sort of foreword or something. I don't know. I'm just putting my name in the hat. But anyway, you know, my last thoughts for here today in the powerless to powerful conversation is just be aware. Just be aware. Be aware of the avoidance. Once you realize the avoidance, all of it comes to pass and you realize, okay, I'm avoiding this. And why am I avoiding this? Because it scares the living bejesus out of me. I'm avoiding it because I don't want to deal with it. Okay, that's fine. That's realistic. That's a real human feeling. That's great. Okay, now what do we do to overcome it? And, you know, one of the things that I found, too, and a lot of, I had a client the other day say something to me, and I said, hey, I'm really, really proud of you. Toward the end of the session, I told them that, and they said, well, I've gotten this from you, man. I'm here, and I'm feeling good about it because I've learned this. And I was like, wow, that really made me feel good. But I told this client, I said, what you're doing right now, and what you are embarking on right now, you will, because you said other people are looking up to me, and I don't really even know exactly what I'm doing and why they are. Well, they're looking up to her because she's doing something that nobody around her has done. You know, she's taking lemons and making lemonade, and she's making some really good changes, and she's doing some things that the cards were stacked against her. But she's not letting that happen, and she's actually looking into her own life and creating her own happiness, no matter what happened, no matter what happened to the marriage, no matter what happened to this, no matter what happened to that. I need you to do that too. Because circumstances are just circumstances. If we let the circumstances define who we are, we allow it to hold us back. That's no bueno. That's not cool. So I need you to think about it. What am I avoiding? And guess what? What is one thing I can do today that I can get on the path, as Arnold or Reggie say, to overcome that and actually work forward to make my life better? We'll see you live next week in studio, always, and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time. Three shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.